I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Leah Smart, host of Everyday Better, an award-winning weekly podcast dedicated to personal development. Whether you're looking for ways to shift your mindset or seeking more fulfillment in your life, we've got you covered. Join me as we dive into captivating stories and research-backed ideas that have empowered me and others to lead lives with more clarity and intention. Everyday Better, making growth an everyday practice. Listen to Everyday Better on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Tudor Dixon Podcast, and thank you for tuning in for just this quick nugget. I wanted to bring Kyle Olson from the Midwesterner on today because I was recently on Sean Hannity's show, and I was on the show with the Attorney General from Arizona, the former Attorney General from Arizona, Mark Brnovich. And he made this comment that I thought, Kyle, you would actually kind of have an expertise in because you're covering all of the stuff with Gretchen Whitmer in the state of Michigan and illegal immigration. So I want to play this clip for you, Kyle, and then I want to chat about it. So here's the clip.
And one of the things I think the next president of the United States should do is there's a federal statute, 8 U.S.C. 1324, that was just upheld last year by the United States Supreme Court, Sean, that says anybody that's aiding and abetting and facilitating illegal immigration is guilty of a federal offense. So why is it that you have these sanctuary cities? Why is it that you have these governors and mayors that are providing aid and comfort, creating financial incentives, giving people free hotels, free airfare, giving them Visa gift cards.
So as you can hear in that clip, he is talking about these governors and mayors who are offering incentives for illegal immigrants to come into the country and come into their states and into their cities. And we know this quite well because Gretchen Whitmer is doing this in the state of Michigan. She's offering $500 to families who will house an illegal immigrant in their home. And he's saying this is aiding and abetting. We were talking about the FBI director, Christopher Wray. And I got to thinking about this last night and this morning, and I'm like, man, he's right. If these people are doing this against our will, if Gretchen Whitmer is taking our taxpayer money against our will and giving it to illegal immigrants to come into our state, why doesn't the FBI arrest Gretchen Whitmer?
Well, yeah, that's an interesting point because to me, these governors and mayors should be held liable for the actions of the people that they are certifiably bringing into our states and our cities. Because Gretchen Whitmer's whole philosophy to grow Michigan's population is to bring migrants into the state. And as the Midwesterner has been reporting and others have been reporting, there are very clear, dangerous crimes that are taking place now at the hands of illegal immigrants in the state of Michigan. And at what point is Gretchen Whitmer or others going to be held accountable for the people that they are bringing into the state?
Yeah, because let's talk about that. Her administration just released a report that by the year 2050, because of the trajectory that Gretchen Whitmer set the state on, and let's be honest, this is because of her the state will lose a population of 700,000 people. That's the projection. I mean, and generally these things are not like overshooting. They're trying to make it as accurate or lower than possible when you're talking about something so bad. She is literally just governing a massive decline in the state of Michigan. And so she's doing, pulling these shenanigans. And I think it's partially that her report came out and said, bring migrants to the state, which is just bananas. That's how you're going to grow your population. But I think it's also because she is going to defend Joe Biden's policies no matter what. And I think you've seen this with Brandon Johnson out of Chicago, the mayor out of Chicago, who is also giving taxpayer money to illegal immigrants to come to Chicago and take care of them. The same thing with Gavin Newsom. But honestly, I think as I'm watching all this, I just started thinking about this. I'm like, man, they're indicting Donald Trump. They're going after people in Michigan, any Republican that they can say, oh, you misused funds. You did this, you did that. These attorneys general are going after people, indicting them, and they're trying to literally put them in prison. But this is a woman who has committed a crime. I mean, she is committing a federal crime. And so doesn't the federal government then in this case supersede the state and come in and say, hey, I'm sorry, here's the handcuffs, you're done?
Well, and to try to use their logic. So Democrat attorneys general like Dana Nessel are going after gun companies, and they're making the argument that the gun company should be liable for the actions of the gun user. Well, maybe we should be applying, which I think is silly logic, but let's just take it for a second. Maybe we should be using the same logic when it comes to illegal immigration. And so when you've got people like Gretchen Whitmer or Brandon Johnson or others that are bringing these individuals into our local communities, into our states, maybe we should be holding them accountable. So,
I mean, this just happened in Michigan. You had Ethan Crumbly's parents just convicted. They were held accountable for their son's crime because they could have prevented it. But this is the same thing. Look at Gretchen Whitmer is now in a state where she has seen Chilean gangs come into this state and go into homes in Oakland County, go into homes in Northville. These are gangs that are going into people's homes, ransacking them, and potentially eventually going to hurt somebody by breaking into their homes. We have a man out of Sturgis who they call a Sturgis man. He's not a Sturgis man. He's an illegal immigrant who was caught trying to go after and become a predator, or he is a predator. He's trying to go after young kids, a pedophile in Sturgis who's going after kids. We have the tragic death of Ruby Garcia. At what point do we have to trace these people back to? They came because Gretchen Whitmer called them here. They came because Gretchen Whitmer offered them money to come to the state of Michigan because she is so incredibly incompetent that she cannot bring business here. So she is trying to bring people here that are illegal and saying, hey, don't worry, we'll protect you. You can hide out here at the expense of all Michigan residents. And that actually brings something else up. I want to play a clip of Bill Mlugin from Fox News because he was just recently talking about the number of pedophiles and sex offenders that are coming across the border. So listen to this really quick.
This is 54 convicted sex offenders agents have arrested crossing illegally right here in this Del Rio sector where I am standing just this fiscal year so far alone. The crimes are heinous. Multiple child rapists, some convicted of rapes of incapacitated children, multiple aggravated sexual assaults of children. Some of the crimes, honestly, too egregious to even say on television. Keep in mind, this is just one of nine sectors along our southern border.
That is just this year. We know that there have been many sex offenders coming into this country. We know that we've heard from women who have said they took the Plan B pill with them, multiple, like a baggie of them with them when they crossed the border because they knew the sexual assaults would be so extreme. I mean, it's a devastating situation, but these are people who are coming into our communities, coming into our states, coming into our cities. And we know already, those are just the people they know of that have come in and gotten away, and they know that this is their record. I want to go one step further because I want to pick on Hillary Scolton. This woman should not be anywhere near any decision-making process, any bill, anywhere near Washington, D.C. because of this specific case. And I will say, I'm sure there are many others, but this specific case is so disgusting to me as a parent that she was an immigration attorney and she fought to keep a woman in the country who had molested a child under 12, molested a child under 12 years old. And she was an Iraqi citizen. She came into the country illegally. She was a teenager who was convicted of molestation. She is on the sex offenders list. And she argued that she would be safer in the United States and that we had to keep this pedophile in our country. And she stays in the state of Michigan today because of Hillary Scolton. And as far as I'm concerned, she needs to be out of office and she doesn't deserve to even live in the state of Michigan if she's going to bring pedophiles onto our country's land and protect them and defend them.
And that's really the whole problem. One of the big problems here is that you've got individuals like Hillary Scolton who are saying it doesn't really matter what an immigrant does, they should still remain in America. And I think that's really sort of the fundamental disagreement here. What should be happening is that if you don't live up to our rules and laws, then you have to go back to your country that you came from. Because there is a certain expectation that if you are granted access to the United States, if you are allowed to become a citizen, et cetera, there are certain expectations and obligations that you have. And if you aren't willing to follow our rules and laws, then there should be accountability for that.
But I mean, this goes beyond that. This is like, there is no question that American people overwhelmingly say, pedophiles have no place here. We do not accept this. This is going beyond breaking the law. This is the most heinous crime you can commit. And she has altered the life of this child forever. She has caused incredible damage. And yet someone who is a mother herself, Hillary Scolton, and she plays up that role. Hillary Scolton plays up the role of I'm a mom and I will protect your kids while she defends pedophiles and makes sure that they stay in this country instead of being deported to where they would actually be taken care of probably in the proper way for a pedophile.
And that's not the only thing that Hillary Scolton has done. She has opposed, she opposed a bill, a resolution in the House that would deport immigrants if they assault first responders. She made the argument when she was an immigration attorney that some deportations should be considered cruel and unusual punishment. And there's just a whole lot of things that, to me, especially with what we're seeing with happening with the border and illegal immigration today, makes her fundamentally unqualified. She should not be in Congress today.
Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll continue next on the Tudor Dixon podcast.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From LinkedIn News, I'm Jesse Hempel, host of the Hello Monday podcast. In my 20s, I knew what career success looked like. In midlife, it's not that simple. I've been a journalist for 2 decades, writing cover stories for Business Week, Fortune, and Wired. And now, every Monday, I bring you conversations with people who are thinking deeply about work and where it fits into our lives. Like Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella on growth mindsets.
The learn-it-all does better than the know-it-all.
Or MacArthur Genius winner Angela Duckworth on talent versus grit.
Your long-term effort and your long-term commitment are surprisingly important.
Each episode delivers pragmatic advice for right now. Listen to Hello Monday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just to be clear for anybody out there listening, the danger here is twofold. She's in government. She's protecting people who are not American citizens who committed crimes. It's not just people that wanted to stay in the country. They're criminals that she is protecting. She is also the congresswoman for the city of Grand Rapids. That is her district. The city of Grand Rapids falls in that district. And she hasn't come out and said, she said, oh, this is a very sad case of domestic abuse for Ruby Garcia. This was a case of if people had done their jobs and kept bad guys out of this country, then Ruby Garcia would be alive today. And I'd like to hear Democrats start talking that way, start talking about protecting our daughters. Because in this case, someone's daughter was hurt by this other woman and someone's daughter was hurt by this man. And both of these people had no business being in this country. And yet Hillary Scolton seems to think that these people are allowed in here if they commit crimes. I say that this is disqualifying for public office. She should never have gotten in. Shame on us for not bringing this up before and making a bigger deal out of it. But I want the American people to know who she is. And I want the people in District 3 of Michigan to know who she is. And do not let her go back to Washington.
That's right. And she also has fought. She effectively worked to make Kent County a sanctuary county when she demanded that ICE, that Kent County, the Kent County Jail, stop working with ICE. And basically what that means
so
is that
ridiculous.
If the jail has an illegal immigrant, they are supposed to notify ICE. And if the jail is going to release that person, ICE has the opportunity to put a detainer on them and then take them into custody. She fought against that in 2018. And then in 2019, the Kent County Jail ended the agreement with ICE. So she got what she wanted. And so the practical implication of that is that you take a situation like Ruby Garcia. Brandon Ortiz Vitae is arrested. He's housed in Kent County Jail. If for whatever reason there was some Soros prosecutor or Soros judge decided to let him go, and there is no agreement with ICE, he could just be released back into the community. And do you think he's actually going to stay there? No, he's probably going to go to some other community and do the same thing. And so
even if he stays, he'll do the same thing. I mean, that's the scary part. So I just want to quickly review what we talked about. And I appreciate you all for letting us break into your day like this. But just so we're clear, Hillary Scolton defends pedophiles, keeps them in this country when they are illegal immigrants, also wants to get ICE out of her county. Let me be clear. Gretchen Whitmer, the same. She was asked 5 years ago, should we abolish ICE? She wants to get rid of ICE altogether. She said, yeah, unequivocally, yes. She was out there saying, yeah, get rid of ICE. So Michigan is in grave danger right now because she knows she's losing population. She's paying to bring people here unvetted. Our Republicans are trying to fight this right now, saying, could you please find out how she's even going to vet these? There's been no information given out from the Whitmer administration outside of the fact that she's going to pay you to take these people in, and we have no idea who these people are. It's a completely dangerous situation. At the end of the day, after listening to what the attorney general, the former attorney general of Arizona said, I say Gretchen Whitmer needs to be arrested by the FBI. Hillary Scolton needs to be kicked out of Washington. These two people do not deserve to have any type of elected official title whatsoever.
I agree.
Thank you so much, Kyle Olson, for being here. Everyone, check out the Midwesterner. That's where we get all of these stories that are happening in Michigan and going national. Midwesterner.news. Kyle Olson, thank you for joining me. And thank you all for joining us on this quick minute at the Tudor Dixon podcast. Make sure you check out our other podcasts at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. And thanks for joining us today. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas, ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/Tudor to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/Tudor.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.